USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The eye of Hurricane Dorian now reaching Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's a Category 1 storm now with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But storm surge will pose a threat all the way up into the Virginia Beach area, and there are some warnings and advisories all the way up to coastal Massachusetts. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, officials say they're just starting the real search for bodies there, so the current death toll of 30 from the storm is expected to soar.
Persons are now able to get into the areas that were impossible before. And so we're now in that recovery mode. We are seeing now, unfortunately, the death toll.
That's the Minister of State for Grand Bahama, Kwasi Thompson, speaking to NBC News. The Air Force confirming a jet mistakenly fired a rocket into the Arizona desert yesterday. No injuries or damage was reported. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy adding fewer than expected jobs in August. According to the government jobs report that was just released, non-farm payrolls adding about 130,000 positions. Analysts were expecting that to be around 160,000. The jobless rate, though, stayed steady at 3.7%. Meanwhile, July's employment figure was revised from 164,000 initially down to 159,000. An airline mechanic due in court today after allegedly trying to sabotage a plane out of Miami International Airport. Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani was arrested yesterday. He worked for American Airlines and reportedly claimed he was upset about contract negotiations. Not a whole lot of offense in the first NFL game of its 100th season. Last night, the Packers defeated their rivals, the Chicago Bears, 10-3. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators are searching for answers after a dive boat accident in California. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
NTSB investigators have begun interviewing witnesses for a preliminary report on the deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California on Monday. The captain and four crew members were the only survivors of the fire that killed 34 people. Ken Curtis is a dive boat owner. He joins Fox News and shares how he believes this fire may have started.
There was no explosion that they think started the whole thing. So now you might look at, is it something electrical? Could there have been some short in a generator? Could there have been some short somewhere else? We know that as divers, we're carrying cameras and stuff like that that have rechargeable batteries. Is there an issue with any of these recharges? Is it something as simple as a small camera battery being charged overnight while everybody's asleep?
Curtis says this will have a lasting impact on the diving community.
This thing with 34 people dead is the equivalent of 7 or 8 years of fatalities all in one day.
Country singer Kylie Rae Harris was one of two people killed in a three-vehicle crash in New Mexico. She was on her way to Taos when the crash happened on Wednesday night. A 16-year-old girl was also killed, and a third driver escaped injury. Harris leaves behind a 6-year-old daughter. She was 30 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.